Good morning. The time is 8:16. You are listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio, KCAW, and Sitka. Here in the studio with me, our guest artist, Mary Goddard, musician Joe Montagna, program director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Kenley Jackson, and office manager at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Drew Sherman. Thank you all for being in the studio with me today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
We have a couple exciting events happening this weekend on the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. First, we have the Tlingit Legends Art Show and Sale, and that is put on by Mary Goddard. That's happening Friday and Saturday. And then we also have the SFAC Stock Lawn Party, also happening on the Fine Arts Campus on the lawn, and we will talk a little bit about both of those events. But to start out with, the Tlingit Legends Art Show. Mary, this is the first time you are putting on this event. Could you talk a little bit about the inspiration for doing this and what your vision is for the future of it?
Sure. Yeah, this will be the first time that Tlingit Legends will be shown. It's a collaboration between Crystal Hughtelling and myself. Crystal Hughtelling is a photographer out of the Anchorage area, and so she flew in to do the photos for the show. The show is really kind of, the idea behind it is having a fairy tale feel, or how I see the Tlingit Legends, and just telling it through photos and through jewelry making.
And a component of this event is storytelling. What stories are you choosing to tell through your art and through these photos?
I chose a few different stories, but one of the stories that I chose to tell, I heard from Jean Tagabon, who is a Tlingit storyteller, and we're using that story, and the story is called Hawk Spirit. So what's fun behind this story is that we were actually able to work with the Raptor Center and use some of the birds for the photos. So I think that's one of the exciting aspects of the show, is that we were able to work with the Alaska Raptor Center, and one of the surprise guests, or I guess I shouldn't say surprise, but the guests there will be Anna, who is a bird trainer, and then Kylie the hawk.
Wonderful. And that, and where can people go to this event?
If you're on the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, go to the Des Theater. It's between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. this Friday and Saturday. And if you go to the Del Shirley room, the event will be upstairs.
Wonderful. And we'll take a couple, I'll have more questions for you in a few minutes, but want to take a couple minutes to also talk about the other event that's happening on the Sitka Fine Arts campus this week. Drew, would you mind sharing a little bit what SFAC Stock is?
SFAC Stock is a music festival put on to raise money for the scholarship fund at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. We've given away 110 scholarships in the amount of over $70,000 so far, and we hope to raise money by selling Baranoff Island Brew beer and some food and just have a good time with some bands. Yeah.
And Joe, you organized the musical side of this. What can people expect from this concert?
Well, I think we have four pretty diverse bands coming. If I will, we have a Belly Meat opening up the night. They're like a bluegrass trio, sometimes quartet. Great danceable bluegrass music. Mostly everyone who lives in Sitka knows who Belly Meat is. They're easily seen around town often. Jen Reed in the Bottom Feeders. Jen Reed is the singer of Slack Tide, and she has this little breakout band where she does a whole different cover tunes and a couple originals, actually. That's Jen Reed and the Bottom Feeders. And then Slack Tide is a classic rock cover band, dance band. We're in our 10th year, actually. And Slack Tide, again, just party favorite tunes, and we like to jam a lot. And then Dirty Skies is the headliner. They're all original band, Van Hansen, Joey Stamps, and the crew, Sam and Doug. They have a great following. I've seen them a bunch of times around town. Super high energy, super great tunes. And again, it's completely different from the other bands. So, and there's DJ Andrew Hames is going to spin music Well, you don't spin MP3s anymore. You play them.
Double-click music.
Double-clicking music all night. So in between bands, Andrew Hames will do some dance music and just, you know, party favorites. And we definitely want to thank Baron of Brewery for donating a couple kegs of beer. And the proceeds, like Drew said, going to scholarship funds for kids who normally don't, can't, I should say, or have a hard time affording fine arts camp, where I teach, by the way. And this festival... I'm pretty shy. Sorry, I'll slow down. And this festival was kind of born out of, we do a lawn fest at camp with the kids. The kids play on the lawn. So I think it was a little bit of that idea to have the adult bands now. First time we're doing this on the lawn. So it should be fun. We're just praying for a nice night. And it looks pretty good.
It's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be gorgeous. So, yeah. So an outdoor lawn fest, just like Woodstock, except Svagstock.
And you were saying a few minutes ago that most of the bands have some connection to the fine arts camp. Could you say more about that? Or
well,
how,
sure. Yeah. So, and like I said, I teach there, and my wife, Jen Reed, she also teaches rock band there. We have for a long time. I'm not sure if the Dirty Skies guys went to camp or not, but Van is a local guy, and Sam, actually, but I don't think they went to camp. So as far as the connection... They just support camp. They all get it. They all understand what we do. And, you know, and it was an easy sell. I said, hey, guys, we get to play on the lawn. And originally we thought the Otis Theater in case it was going to rain. And it was such an easy, like, automatic yes. You know, they checked the calendar, of course, and they're like, this is going to be awesome. So, yeah, it was an easy connection. They know what camp's all about, and they see all the good things that camp does. And, you know, we're hoping to get kids to go to camp so they can be the future Dirty Skies.
That's right. Maybe the clean skis.
The clean skis. I actually told Van that Dirty Skis should make a guest appearance this year at Fine Arts Camp, just so they can see what they're supporting, though. You know, they've never been to camp as adults, so they should check out the rock band scene, and maybe they make a surprise appearance at an art show or something. I don't know. But anyway, yeah.
And, Kenley, where is Svagstock happening? And yeah, how much does it cost to go?
Yeah, so Svagstock is going to be on the SJ lawn. Come join us. You'll see a big tent, so it'll be obvious where to go. And there's a $5 cover. We've got great food that's prepared by Paul Audette and his crew. So, Drew, what's on the menu for Saturday night?
Some brats, potato salad, coleslaw, and some sort of dessert.
Nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out and join us.
And before we wrap up, I want to go back to you really quickly, Mary, and talk a little bit more about the Tlingit Legends art show and sale. Something that we haven't yet talked about is the importance of storytelling and how you see that. How you see that in the art that you're creating.
Sure. You know, I've been asked several times, you know, what inspires you to do your art or your jewelry? And a lot of it is stories that I grew up with. So when I was preparing for the show and trying to read more about Tlingit stories, I found it interesting that a lot of the stories that I knew was really through oral history. It was through what, you know, grandparents or the elders in the community told you. So one of the aspects of my show was to encourage people to, you know, speak to your elders, get back in there and listen to the stories. I feel like a lot of stories have probably been lost because people aren't passing them down orally. And so even though I'm not passing these stories down orally as in the traditional storytelling, it's my way of telling the stories.
I want to thank you all for being in the studio with me today. I really appreciate having this chance to talk to you and learn more about these great events that are happening this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Erin.
And for those who are just tuning in, I am here in the studio with artist Mary Goddard, musician Joe Montagna, program director at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Kenley Jackson, and the office manager at Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Drew Sherman. And we've been speaking about two arts events happening this weekend, hosted by SVAC. On Friday and Saturday, the Tlingit Legends Art Show and Sale, which is put on by Mary Goddard, will be happening at SVAC at Otis from 5 to 8 p.m. And then on Saturday, Svagstock will be a lawn party that people can show up to. And I'm realizing, what time is that? What time does that start?
8 p.m.
Great. 8 p.m. So
until question mark.
It's a question mark? 8 p.m.
It's a Rock Band flyer joke. Okay. It ends when it ends.
Great, that went over my head. But you can listen to this interview by going to kcaw.org.